At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, from today, children aged under 16 are banned from using electric scooters, commonly known as e-scooters, in public places. But that is just one of a number of regulations coming into force around the use of e-scooters. And I'm joined now by Sam Wade, CEO of the Road Safety Authority. Good morning to you, Sam. Obviously, children under 16, that's one of the new rules. What are the others?
Yeah, so there is there's a few others, and an RSA, we're running this campaign today and over the next number of weeks to raise the awareness of these rules and regulations for e-scooters. Other rules, obeying the speed limit, maximum speed limit of 20 kilometres per hour, driving on the left, and e-scooters allowed to use cycle and bus lanes on local, regional and national roads, but not permitted on the footpaths. And I think that's a really important point to make in terms of the vulnerability of pedestrians, and it's important to protect that footpath space. So e-scooter users are being reminded as part of these rules that they're not allowed to use the footpath.
Okay. Couple of those things, obviously the under 16s is one, but the 20 kilometres per hour, Sam, I know because I've seen them overtake me that e-scooters, certainly many of them that are on our roads currently, have the capacity to go beyond 20 kilometres an hour because they do fly by you. Is that something that's going to have to be a cultural shift and that's going to have to be enforced by Gardaí?
Absolutely. It's both education and enforcement. You're right in that 20 kilometres per hour on an e-scooter, which is less stable than a traditional bicycle, 20 kilometres per hour is actually quite fast if anyone who's tried an e-scooter. And the speed and power of those will be regulated. There's clear rules for everyone. And I would encourage an RSA and Garda Síochána, we would encourage people, if they already have e-scooters, checking the power of those e-scooters and do they meet the rules and the regulations.
Okay.
Because if they don't, then
is your understanding, Sam, if somebody has one that can go at 30 or 40, 50 kilometres an hour, perhaps, depending on its power, that they are now illegal to be used, well, provided that they aren't keeping them down at a lower speed, but if they are to go over, and they would be confiscated, or what would happen?
Well, it's 20 kilometres per hour is the maximum speed, so there is obviously a maximum speed there. In terms of the actual device itself, the manufacturers provide a CE mark in which confirms the power of those e-scooters, and obviously the power determines the speed as well.
Yeah.
So those are checks that, and I would ask the parents and adults who are purchasing e-scooters to make sure that they do meet those rules and regulations. Otherwise, they will be illegal.
A couple of things around the safety of e-scooters that I, you know, as a motorist, that I have, I suppose, had concerns around myself. I know that there are now rules about e-scooters having lights front and rear, but those lights are about 4 inches off the ground. They're much harder to see than a bicycle light or certainly than a car light. They're faint enough, but they're very small. And they're very, very low to the ground. Was it considered, and the other thing I was going to say is about high vis or helmets, things like that. Was consideration given to any of those things? Because in my experience, particularly if you're driving in the dark, you will see a tiny little light, barely noticeable, close to the ground if it's an e-scooter. People seem to be universally dressed in black, no high vis, and no helmets if they came off. Like, was the RSA concerned about any of those types of things?
So in terms of the lights, yes, you're correct in stating that there, again, the rule states that there needs to be reflectors on the e-scooters. The position of those e-scooters have been legislated for and legal in other EU member states. So there's a fairly clear path for e-scooters, the technical standards. In terms of RSA, you know, we provided, based on what other EU member states did with e-scooters. We provided recommendations, and many of those recommendations were implemented and embedded within the rules and regulations by the Department of Transport for going forward. What we would, RSA does advise that that everyone, whether it's an e-scooter or a bicycle, that you wear visible clothing. And we also advise for e-scooter users to wear a helmet, because that e-scooters, like other
universally, it's almost like a uniform: black hoodie, black trousers, black bag.
It's
frightening.
It is frightening, and this is something for parents, for peers, to encourage each other to wear brighter and more visible clothing when you're using e-scooters. E-scooters, they are a clean form of travel, and they are convenient for many people, but we want to make sure that everyone's safe, and it is important that you're seen on the road, and other road users can, as you say, you as a motorist, it helps for everyone to be seen, and then everyone can be safe and share the road together safely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Sam Wade, CEO of the Road Safety Authority, Shane. And other things that have been brought in include the lack of, you've seen some of the scooters have seats on them currently. They've now been banned as well.
Yeah. Look, it's a good thing, these regulations.
Oh, I think so.
Long overdue.
Yeah, I think so.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.